Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After 1 o'clock, this is the second hour of the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm Brady Hole. Got Slim JD on the other side of the bulletproof glass, keeping this thing on the tracks. I think I'm going down to the Rockies game on Wednesday. That's part of the reason I won't be here for, you know, even the 30-minute portion of the show, Jade. So you get the day off, man. What are you going to do with that time? Like, work on the stamp collection or... What do you got?
Probably watch the game. Huh. I'll try and find you. I'll be like, hey, there's my boss. He's ditching work today.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically it's for work, right?
Technically,
if it's for if I'm at a game, it's technically for work.
Yeah, I guess
and
that's true.
If I have a beer in my hands, it's I could be tasting the beer to like quality test it too. You don't know that.
That's a good point. That's valid.
A lot of people just assume they see me watching a game somewhere and I'm seven beers deep that I'm not working. Like, you know, there's a lot of like artists that have a couple of beers, if not more so, when they write some of the greatest things, dude. So why not?
I guess that's true, yeah. That's fair.
No, actually, I think we're going to go hang out with Jerry for a little bit.
Ooh, Jerry.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the plan. I think we're going to go see him and check out the booth.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. I've been up there once in my day.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's super cool.
What were you doing up there? How'd you get there? How did you get there before me?
I
a well-loved and respected media member.
I may or may not know the general manager for Rockies Broadcasting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he gave me a quick tour, showed me the spot, and it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
I got to sit in on Drew for an inning.
Oh, so you got to do the TV side.
Yeah, well, I did both.
Oh, you did the radio and the TV side. Wow. Oh, man. Who'd you like more? Did you see Jarrett? Was Jerry there at that point? No, it was Mike?
Yep.
So, yeah. Who was nicer? Who was cooler?
Ooh,
you could say.
No, they were both cool.
No, one of them's got to be better than the other one.
Drew took a little bit more time out, but I was also like, I was in there longer. So, I mean, it's not really a fair comparison.
That's true. Look at you. You should run for office or something, being so politically correct right there. Well, no, I'm excited to go down to that one. I hope that it's either the game to sweep this thing or the rubber match. I want it to be a great game.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, and Bryce Harper's coming into town.
Yeesh.
He's not been doing too hot this season so far.
Phillies have struggled a little bit, but that's, you know.
But he just mashes the ball in Colorado.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he loves coming here. Maybe he'll want to come here long term too. I don't know.
Hopefully.
But where are you at with this Rockies team at this stage? I mean, you're Mr. Analytical Baseball guy. The Rockies are 6-3. Do you think it's only a matter of time until the wheels kind of fall off? You don't think they're going to be a bad team, but certainly not a 6-3 pace type team.
My concern is in the starting rotation. I really like Austin Gomber, but I mean, 4 earned runs yesterday. I mean, 5 given up, but that's just tough. I mean, you're not going to win a lot of games giving up that many runs. And it's Colorado. You got to be able to put runs on the board, but it's going to be difficult. I mean, I think we have the offense to do it, but it's not going to be consistent.
This is why I said there's going to be so much pressure on a guy like Kyle Freeland, because you're really going to need, I mean, the rest of the starting rotation is full of unknowns for the most part, you know, as far as can you do it all year. Marquez and Freeland, you are going to get to the point where you're damn near, if you want to go to the playoffs, you're saying that those two starts should equal a win. If you're Austin Gomber, I mean, Chad Kuhl, we'll see. Austin Gomber, kind of a we'll see. Antonio Senzatella, can, you know, he's going to have his great moments and certainly his interesting moments. So I just think that Marquez and Freeland, the pressure is going to be on those guys every start out for them.
And Marquez, in all reality, his last start was not nearly as strong as I anticipated. I went to that game. I was watching it. Obviously he did a good job, but it wasn't nearly as dominant. I feel like his strikeout rate too is like not as high as it usually is. And yeah, it's two starts into the season. I mean, big deal. Yeah. His stuff will come, but it's just a lot of pressure to put on this starting rotation. And if the starting rotation starts to slack, it's going to be a lot of pressure on the offense. And there's a lot of young guys on that offense. That's a lot of pressure. I mean, similar to Bones.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think that this is why I think they're good in April, because on the surface, they're pretty good. They're an okay team, but you're going to have to start peeling back more from your bullpen. You're going to ask more from your starters as this thing progresses. That's why, you know, if you're Colorado right now, you need to take advantage of April. Like, this has to be a key month for you already. So that if you do fall out, because the way it goes for the Rockies is it's like good April, meh, May, bad June, wheels are off in July. That's typically how it goes, say for the, you know, last couple of years when they did go to the playoffs when Nolan was there and, you know, John Gray and those guys, Trevor Story. But I just think that you have to get ahead of the game here. Philadelphia tonight. In this series, a win in this series would be, I think, monster, considering I think you're going to be duking it out with the Phillies for one of those wild card spots, among a few. I mean, there's certainly a few that I think are in that list, but I think the Phillies were, on paper, better than the Rockies coming into the season.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, it's going to be, in my opinion, it's between the Giants, the Rockies, and the Phillies battling out for this last playoff spot. I just don't know. It scares me with the depth that the Rockies have. I mean, Jose Iglesias was out with a hamstring issue for a couple days, and Alan Trejo was in. I never heard of the guy. I mean, it's scary to think that, like, we have this prospect shortstop, and then behind him right. We have who?
See, this is just the way I'm looking at it. I just think that by mid to late May, I feel like the depth is going to show. And it's going to show its ugly side on as you just mentioned, with shortstop side. I think they still have some solid players. And again, they're going to win more games than they won last year, if not by just a couple. But I do worry that, you know, down the stretch, things are going to get pretty interesting.
And their relief pitching, I mean, obviously their stats right now aren't going to be maintainable.
Had some moments. What was that? Was that the Friday game or the Saturday game? That one, let's see, wasn't that, they were down early in that game, weren't they? Weren't they down like 3-0 or something like that? They go nuts in the fourth. And Daniel Bard's been kind of impressive for the most part, right?
Yeah, I think he has 4 saves already, yeah, which is phenomenal.
That's been really good. Because they've struggled in that department, not for lack of trying, mind you. I mean, Breidich did try, just none of the guys worked out. So Bard's been pleasantly surprising. I think I knew he was going to be all right, but hot start for him. I mean, he's had some, obviously, those saves critical.
Oh, yeah, and it's good that he's found success. I mean, it's a real big confidence factor for later end of the year, but, I mean, even other parts of the rotation. I mean, Block. I mean, that guy is phenomenal.
Noob says, can't we just enjoy it and not be negative? They might surprise you. So what do you want me to do here? You want me to sit here and go, oh, we split with the Cubs, who are not good, right? The Cubs aren't good. Are they going to be good?
No.
I mean, this is what we do. This is what we do, man.
And I mean,
we wanted to enjoy the Nuggets season all year, but we all said that dark cloud coming over the mountains is the fact that they're going to face a Golden State or a Memphis without Jamal and Michael Porter Jr. I'm warning you about that cloud. You might want to put a heavy coat on. It's coming. The same thing with the Rockies.
Yeah.
You're looking at a team right now with really zero depth. So that dark cloud over the mountains, it's coming. And I'm just here to tell you about it. You guys are wanting to get on the Tanner Schwint NoCo Now happy bus to Rocky's Land. And all I'm trying to say is be skeptical. You can enjoy it, but don't put your money on playoffs. Don't put your money on a World Series.
And it's hard to—I mean, I'm fully optimistic. Like, I want this team to prevail. Like, I want to see them succeed, but— I've just been let down so many times in the past that it's hard sometimes.
Yeah, that's what they've done. When you have a career, a team, a franchise, as a franchise, this team has gone to the playoffs five times. That's why the odds of them going to the playoffs this year are terrible, because they've been five times since, what, 93?
Right. Well, and the experts have their over-under at 68 wins, I think, or something ridiculously low like that. And that's awful. Obviously, the Rockies are going to be better than that, in my opinion. But, I mean, they're already a tenth of the way there, almost.
There you go.
But, I mean, it's scary because they always do so good at the beginning. And then, all for what?
Texture here, zero depth. They've been turning the lineup over every day, and the offense keeps rolling. You're nine games in. What did I just tell you? The depth's not going to show itself right now. It never does. This is baseball. It's going to show itself late May. I mean, that's the bottom line. You went to zero depth. There's 140 or 100, there's millions games left, dude. And you're going to tell me that, well, there's zero depth. What are you talking about? Because that doesn't show its ugly head until May or June. Right now, it's fine. And, you know, again, you can put on the rose-colored glasses, but you got 162 of these things, man. That's, at the end of the day, you have to look at that and say, can this, you say they're not deep at the starting rotation. You're not deep in your bullpen either. You're not even shallow, because are you, anybody on this in this bullpen, are you looking at saying, I mean, okay, Daniel Bard, we've been good with him. Kenley's had a good moment over the weekend. But are you really going to take these guys to the bank? Past nine? No. Zero depth is absolutely correct. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. When we come back, let's look at the weekend that was in the NBA. And the first round of the playoffs start. We're done with the play-in games. And do the Nuggets stand a chance to compete with Golden State tonight? They are 7-point dogs. They were 6.5-point dogs on Saturday. We'll see if they can find a way to march back. 17 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Again, Jades. We are loading it up again. We did it on Friday. We're just going to keep going. And it might be four games, but we are going to bring the hype house to you every single Nuggets playoff game. That means you're going to hear and see more and more of Nikola Jokic just bumping and grinding down there.
One-on-one against Looney. No double teams. Standing his ground.
Come on,
and Jokic just bludgeoned and battered him for the layup.
You're going to see a lot of that tonight. A lot of that tonight. The Joker's going to get the ball down low like we've never seen. He's pissed off. You damn right, Draymond Green. He is going to 45 you tonight. He's going absolutely berserk. And Draymond Green's going to be in foul trouble early. And you know what? I think we're going to see a little mix of Will Barton do his thing. Will the Thrill.
Go to Barton. Tough layup and finish.
Tremendous adjustment, this guy.
Gotta have somebody do it. Will was the Robin to Nikola Jokic's Batman. They have to be special. Will Barton has to be extra special. That's pressure I'm putting on him tonight. But he was the one that was helping out the Joker. Maybe that 1-2 combo is enough to get things started.
Barton to the bucket, gets it back at the other end in a hurry. Off the dribble, handoff, Morris back to Jokic against Looney. And a soft touch off the jump hook.
Those two got to work it, man. They got to work it. You saw that in spurts on Saturday night. But at the end of the day, it's giving it to the two-time MVP doing what big boys do in the paint.
They repost it to Joker. Working against Looney. No double team coming. And Joker with the big body bends move.
You're going to have to see it all night. He's going to have to go all out. Because guess what? Take care of business tonight, and you're back home. You're in Denver, in front of Mile High City. But again, I know we're going to talk about Aaron Gordon. I know I'm going to talk about Will Barton. I know I'm going to talk about all these other star players that need to be special for the Nuggets. But man, Joker has to take it to another level. Altitude TV's Katie Wingy said he's an MVP. He's done 2,000, 1,500, but he has to be even better. He has to get the feet working just like he did early in that game against Golden State.
The one-footed jumper that can drive defenses, man. How about the footwork of Jokic?
Just got to have it. Just got to have more of that on a constant basis. If you don't have Joker being extra, extra, extra special, you don't stand a chance, and even then, you really might not, man. You got Golden State, though. They're just going to keep throwing them at you. Left and right, Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. The list goes on and on and on. But you got to have a rookie step up. You gotta have somebody that flat out wants the microphone in his hand. He wants to shine on the biggest stage. He wants to do something. He's tweeting about it. He's ready to go. Let's go, Bones Highland, with a monster game tonight. Shadow boxing down the streets of San Francisco.
Thompson guarding Barton. The second side action by Highland. Gets to the basket and Bones off glass.
Big time move.
Highland knocks down the long three.
He had 10 points. Shooting was bad. But I'm going Bones Highland, the rookie. He's going to go off tonight. And then he's going to have something to say about it at the end.
Love my high city, baby.
All right, man. This is it. This is a big moment for Nuggets Nation. You've been counted out all year, except for the Joker. I mean, you got to take pride in yourself as a team. If I'm Aaron Gordon and Will Barton and Bones Highland and the Greens, Monte Morris, Faku, Austin Rivers, Bryn Forbes, you don't think I'm looking at the headlines? You don't think I'm looking at those headlines and saying, wow, it's always about the Joker. It's always about who's going to help him. I got to take that personally. These are all, I mean, Aaron Gordon, you are a stud, man. You are a monster in the paint. But you have to play like it. You're not a finesse player. You were a star in Orlando. Tonight, you need to see some star power coming from Aaron Gordon. He got down to the paint early. A couple of monster dunks. Got the, you know, not that it got the crowd rolling, but it got them kind of concerned, pumped up this team. It's going to be a big one. Hype house. Love it. Having a blast with it. And we're going to keep going with it until the Nuggets are out. And then we're going to reload it for the Avs. We're going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Did you see my Red Wings Shoes player of the week, Jade? First, wanted to go Connor Joe, but I went with Nathan MacKinnon instead. He had what, 5 goals, 2 assists in 3 games, including the hat trick. Plus, they're winning all their games. They won three last week. So, Nathan MacKinnon, this is the first Avalanche player to get it. Well, Brady, how's that possible? I don't know. Maybe because we had Nikola Jokic and David Roddy doing stuff all basketball season. I mean, they were putting on monster performance every single night. Yeah, I tend to talk a little more basketball and hockey. Just don't tell anybody. 29 minutes after the hour. Let me just say this, okay? When I'm talking about the Rockies and the depth, and okay, you know, I'm getting texters that are pissed because you're talking about the Dodger situation. Well, Brady, they beat the Dodgers. Like, and they're 6-3. How are you just going to take all that away and say that this team's not deep right now and not a solid team and blah, 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 blah? The Nuggets went 3-1 against Golden State in the regular season. And my poll question today, the Method Flow Products poll question at thewholeshow.com is, do you think Golden State's going to sweep Denver? Not, do you think they're going to beat them? Do you think they're going to sweep them? What I'm saying is, in baseball, in the NBA, whatever, a lot of times wins and losses, they don't mean everything. You know? Can you win enough to get into the playoffs? Yes. Are the Dodgers going to ultimately look back to their series loss to the Rockies and go, wow, man, that was it. That's what got it started off for us. That was bad. We missed the playoffs because, no, probably not. That's because it's a long season. The Dodgers are going to get it corrected at some point. Well, Golden State, I'm sure that they weren't terribly worried when they lost in the regular season series 3-1 to Denver because they knew, all right, we'll be rolling when it counts the most and we'll win in the playoffs. So all I'm saying is, again, that depth rears its ugly head. Denver's lack of Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., some nights it's really noticeable, some nights it's not in the regular season. In the playoffs, it's going to be noticeable all the time. I'll give you my picks later on, though. 30 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Jerry's coming on at 1:40 there, Jade, so we'll bust out a little earlier in the next segment so we can catch up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We're going to see if we can get the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel, on the program. Talk about the Rocks. And I think this is a pretty interesting series. I really do. You know, Tanner, I was just talking to Tanner in the hall. Of course, he yelled at me, as he does when I get to bashing the Rockies. It's not that I'm bashing the Rockies. I've been hurt before. I'm just taking my time. I think this series is really going to tell us, I'm not going to say a lot about the Rockies, but it's going to give us something. It's going to tell us a little bit more because I think a lot of the experts had Philadelphia better than the Rockies. And so that was always kind of my take was, are the Rockies a playoff team? Well, are they better than, you know, the six teams in front of them or whatever? I mean, that's what you have to analyze. And I think this is one of those teams that was listed as above them. So I think the next couple of weeks are going to be really interesting for the Rockies. Joining me now, the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my friend, I'm telling you, I think this series is going to be really interesting to see for the Rockies. A good early test for Colorado.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, Philadelphia's not playing particularly well, but they have a great offense. Their pitching has struggled a little bit, but you know, you got to take advantage of that at Coors Field. But yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. The one with the Cubs, obviously, that four-gamer was interesting, and the Rockies had a great opportunity to get 3 out of 4, but couldn't get that big hit yesterday. But now they got a test coming in Philadelphia. So you're right. It's one of those teams, I was just listening, one of those teams that people think is going to be better than the Rockies, which is most of the league, by the way. But it's a chance to knock off that team that people think is better than you, and I think the Rockies are ready for it.
Jerry, I want to get your thoughts on this, because how do you analyze the seasons as it goes along for the Rockies? Because there's so many games, and, you know, I always look at it like every 10 games, I'm going to take a deep dive into, okay, what's the common theme we're seeing here? How do you do that? Obviously, being so close to this team and talking to the players on the daily, talking to Bud Black and the managers on a daily and the coaches on the daily, how do you kind of assess this team so early, sitting at 6-3?
You know, I kind of do it, at least the way I used to do it, Brady, was month by month. Let's look at the first month of the season, and that's usually, you look at in the middle of May, look back and see what you've got so far, and then you've got another month, and then you got the All-Star break, and what's this team look like? And it always seems to change a little bit, because baseball is so long, it's such a long season, it takes a big body of work to figure out what you have. In the NBA, you can probably watch a team for 20 games and kind of know what you're going to have the rest of the season. That's not always the case with the Rockies. And you go back and look at their history, they've had some really good starts for the first month and some really poor ones. Their months of April have been either really bad or really good over the years. And so you can't really, in my mind anyway, figure out what kind of team you have until you play a month or two, in my mind, and then see what the trends are and see if a young guy's going to produce or an older guy's falling off a little bit talent-wise. So I try to take it month by month, and, you know, I've played a little more than a week of the season now. I don't really know, to be honest with you, what kind of team we have. I think it's a better one than it was last year. Certainly it's going to be better offensively. But, can the bullpen continue to do what it has done? Probably not. It's going to fall down a little bit. But it takes a while to figure all that out. And you have to get healthy, too. And the Rockies, for the most part, are healthy other than a couple of bullpen pieces. When you're healthy, then look at the team for a month or two. And then I always think you kind of know what you have.
I think that's a great point, too. The bullpen has been a nice surprise so far. Can they keep that up? That's going to be a tall task. But then you go to the starting pitching as well. They coincide. They have to help each other out. And that's why I think, Jerry, you and I talked about it before the season. The pressure on Marquez and Freeland, I think, is so great for those two guys. Not that you're necessarily saying we have to win when those two guys are in the starting or when they're starting that day. But you feel like that those games, you really need to put your best foot forward, because you still are, you know, Antonio Senzatella's had his great moments. He's had his interesting moments. Austin Gomber, Chad Kuhl, still kind of waiting to see what happens there. But there seems to be a lot of pressure on those stars, not just for the rotation, but also through the bullpen, too.
Yeah, no question. And I think it's even a little more so this year, Brady, because spring training was shortened. And so those pitchers didn't get built up. They didn't get the innings that they normally get and the outings they normally get from the bullpen, and probably weren't quite ready physically to start the season. I think the position players are. They get 30, 40 at-bats. They're ready to go. But the pitchers are different. You got to build them up. And so that puts even more pressure on a starting pitcher. And now there's pitch count to begin the year, so that makes your bullpen even more important. But I look at the bullpen after 10 days or so, whatever this has been, I feel like they have the spots in place to take care of the pressure that's on the starters right now, so that if Marquez doesn't go six innings early in the season, that you have a guy like whoever it is, Tyler Kinley or Ty Block coming out of the bullpen that you can rely on now, that's gigantic. That takes the pressure off those pitchers, off those starters, because you know this in the past, especially the past probably 4 or 5 years, that bullpen has been so erratic that if you don't get six innings from your starter, you're in trouble. I think with this team, at least right now, that might not be the case.
Now, Block and Kinley, you mentioned too. I think, well, certainly Block, they've been very big surprises. Kinley's been all right, but Block, we were just going over his numbers, Jerry. My goodness, you got to be absolutely thrilled with what you're getting from him.
Yeah, no question. And it's been in long relief, which is what his role is right now. But his value too, Brady, might come later on when one of those starting pitchers falters a bit or they get hurt. You can always put Ty Block back on that rotation, and I think that's gigantic for this team, because you got 4 or 5 pretty solid starters, it looks like now on paper. But if one of those guys goes on the shelf for a while, you've got to have that guy that can fill in. Peter Lambert is probably that guy down the road, but he's not ready. So Ty Block is somebody you're going to have to summon to be a spot starter or take over in the rotation, and he's equipped for that. He's been a starter most of his career. So right now, really valuable as a long relief guy, probably more valuable as a starter down the road.
Jerry, a weekend, what's kind of been the thing where you've kind of taken a step back and said, yeah, I'm really surprised by this performance so far? Can you do that just yet?
You know, I think probably for me, it's a couple of guys. It's probably Connor Joe. You know, I really haven't seen him play a whole lot, and he just seemed to get better when he wasn't hurt last year. He got better and better. This guy can play. This guy can flat out hit. And he's changed his approach a little bit. He's been a lot more aggressive. He said he used to shorten up with two strikes, and he said, I don't do that anymore. I'm just aggressive the whole at bat. That's a guy that's really kind of surprised me. And Bud Black is a position now we can't take him out of the lineup. I think he was kind of protruding him a little bit, but he was hitting the ball so well from day one that he's remained. I think he's played every game now, started every game. So that guy has been a real pleasant surprise. And I think it as well, you have to look at Randall Grichuk, and maybe more so his defense than his bat, but that guy can flat out play any position in the outfield. He's already made that amazing catch. And it's just, I've forgotten how valuable, Brady, great defenders are in the outfield at Coors Field. I've always said you have to have speed out there. You have to have great defenders, and because that ball is the field is so big, it's just massive, it's expansive. And you got to have guys who can run balls down, and that's what Grichuk can do. So I love the defensive outfield. Charlie Blackmon is probably the lowest man of the defensive totem pole right now in the outfield. I think that Chris Bryant's probably still a very capable defender. But you got three or four other outfielders that can flat out catch it out there. So that's been a real pleasant surprise for me too.
Well, and Jerry, that was interesting because I was talking about the lack of depth for this team. You know, at the starting rotation and the bullpen, and of course your best friend Tanner Schwent ran in here, yelled at me, and said, "Hey, no, they're deep." And I said, "They're deep in everything else. That's my biggest concern is really the bullpen and the starting rotation." But you just said it. That outfield, I'm very pleasantly surprised. You had that monster call, by the way, of Randall Grichuk, and then that earned him a play of the week here for that home run, Robert. Jerry, let's play it back for you. Let you hear yourself.
Very solid pitcher for five seasons with the Rockies, now back with him in his second go-around. Here's a fly ball to right center field and deep. Grichuk going back. Grichuk to the wall, and it is caught by Grichuk, leaning over the wall. He snags a home run! That was in the bullpen. He jumped, timed it perfectly, and robbed the hitter, Corey Seager, of a three-run home run. Unbelievable catch by Randall Grichuk. Before we go to break, I got to watch this again in the replay. Oh, my goodness.
Jerry, I love it, man. I could go back and I can watch it over and over again, but your call of that was absolutely perfect, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm sorry that I started screaming on the radio like that. But
no, man, I loved it. Jade's just found it for me because he was just texting me during the break, and he's like, "Yeah, you earned play of the week." I'm like, "Jerry was on that call too. We got to dig that up." So you're right. That play so far. I mean, I know we got a long way to go, but I already think that's going to be one in the memory banks for one of the big plays of the season.
I think so too. I really do. And the timing of that was, you know, that saved the game.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That's a three-run home run by Corey Seager. And you probably, that ties the game up, I think, at that point. You probably lose that game, or there's a good chance you do. So, I mean, he saved a three-run homer, but he saved a game, too. That was a win that might have gone easily the other way. So that's what defensive plays can do. They can change a game. We saw that all those years in Nolan Arenado with third base. Now you've got guys like Daza and Grichuk and others in the outfield that can just Sam Hilliard's a wonderful outfielder that can just go get the frickin' baseball and save games for you.
I think that's one of my favorite things, one of my favorite plays in baseball, maybe my favorite, is to see an outfielder just extend over the rail and pull in a crazy catch like that. I honestly think, Jerry, if I'm thinking about it right now, that's my favorite thing to see.
Well, I think it's in baseball, it's one of the great things. I mean, Mike Trout kind of made it famous. He's got, what, six or seven of those over the years that are just like Grichuk had, maybe even more athletic than that. So I think everybody loves it. I think even if it's a team that's playing against your team, you love it. You just love great plays. So, yeah, I'm with you. But anytime you can rob somebody of a home run, the only person that's upset about that is the hitter. Everybody else is excited about the play.
No doubt about it, and you're right. It was so important. Jerry, I know you got Rockies on the mind, but Nuggets are going at it tonight. I got to get your thoughts. They're 7-point dogs in game two after pretty much getting worked, especially in that second half. You like them tonight? You think they're going to pull this thing off and even the series?
I think they have a great opportunity to do that, and I think I don't know if they can do it, but I think it's going to be a much better game than Game 1. I mean, you look at Golden State, especially in that second quarter, early after the first quarter, Brady, they couldn't miss. I mean, shoot, the three-point shots were just falling like rain, and that's not going to happen every night. Even though Golden State's a great three-point shooting team, that was a little fluky. I think if they shoot their normal selves from the three-point range, then you've got a different game. So I think, too, the Nuggets are tough mentally. I think they'll bounce back in Game 2. I don't know if they can win this thing, but I think it's going to be a much, much closer game.
Yeah, I'd like for that. I'd like for a closer game, at least. Jerry, my man, we'll be listening to you here on KFK up here in Northern Colorado, as always, and we'll look forward to catching up with you later in the week, my man.
Sounds good. I'm just happy I haven't fired Jaden yet, so that's always good. So,
he's hanging every day. Every day he does something to just kind of save the job, you know?
Yep. Yeah, all right. Good job, Jaden. Now, great to talk to you, Brady. Thanks. Anytime, my friend.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. There's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies. He's got that play. Save that play, Jades. You already did, apparently, but save it again. Double save it. Randall Grichuk with that amazing play. So far, the play of the year for the Rockies, the play of the week. All right, 49 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. We'll get to what's on TV tonight. I'll give you what I think's going to happen tonight between Denver and Golden State. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
It's a fitting song to end the show. Is this Animal from 3 Days Grace, Animal I've Become? I mean, this has got to be Nikola Jokic / Aaron Gordon tonight. I just looked at the over-under for Gordon of points, and I'm just curious to see. I think it was 14.5. Yeah. You're expected to do that. That's what you need to do tonight. 14 points, 7 boards. That is the stat line that will help Nikola Jokic lead this team to a victory tonight. Who you got the most pressure on tonight? I mean, Joker's going to do it. There's no pressure on that guy. Will Barton's going to score 20. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked again if he does exactly what he does. Barton can score. You know, the frustration factor for him is inconsistencies, but I actually see him performing well against Golden State the rest of this series. Who's number three? Is it Bones? Is it Aaron Gordon? Is it a Bryn Forbes? Boogie Cousins had some okay minutes, but you just don't have the theme of today's show, Jaden, is depth. And that's where the Nuggets are. At the end of the day, can your bench, can your secondary stars compete? I mean, okay, let me rank these players. What's Steph Curry? From an A to an F, is he an A? Yeah, he's an A, right? Draymond Green, A, correct? Andrew Wiggins, he became an A this year. Klay Thompson, he's an A. Jordan Poole, an A. 5 A's right there. How many A's are on the Nuggets right now? Aaron Gordon was. Can't say that he is now. Nikola Jokic is an A, yeah. So you got 1 A taking on 5. The rest, Gordon's probably a B. Barton's probably a C+. That's you can just look at it right there and look at the high caliber players. Is it doable? Denver plus 7. I like the points. I want to pick them to win, Jades. I really do. I picked them to win on Saturday night. I was wrong. Yeah, hate to pick with your heart in this case. So let me just say this. My brain's saying the Nuggets do not win tonight, but they cover. But my heart's saying they win. I gotta pick one or the other. What do you think, Jace? You're going no. I know what you're saying. Nuggets will cover 7 points. They're not going to win tonight. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Hope I'm wrong. Good night, Northern Colorado.